With a senior-laden roster, McDonald Max Football entered the season with high hopes and high expectations.
Home pitch out, Moulton. Moulton's got daylight and a touchdown as he hurdles into the end zone, and the Max lead it 12-0. Here comes that heavy McDonald pass rush, and oh, a pickoff, and there's the interception. Isaac Crawford in the secondary, the junior starter for head coach Mark Maloney, his first interception on the season. And faking it and rolling and then pitching it to Moulton. It bounces. He's going to grab it and run it in for a score. So forget the first down. It's a touchdown, McDonald. They lead it 19-0. First down and taking it into the end zone for the touchdown is Eli Stepp, and the Max lead it 26-0. Cale Holm, handoff, Eli Stepp. He's going to charge ahead and blast into the end zone for another Max touchdown. 46-8 now. Massman from the pistol. Here comes the McDonald pass rush. He'll jump and throw one down the field, and it's intercepted by the Max, and it's number four, Noah Smisky, with the pick. Mum, handoff up the middle, and not much doing there.
Ball's on the ground.
And the ball is out loose, and it's going to be McDonald football coming out of there. Holm under center, pitch out deep to Moulton. Moulton bursting off the left side, the 30. He may go, the 40, the 50. From the pistol, and he's going to run it. Dane Mum in a high tackle attempt, and then they gang up on him. And did he fumble it again?
Yep, Eli got the football.
Oh, my. McDonald's got the football. Fake to Moulton, and it's a handoff. Eli Stepp, and he breaks into the secondary. And Stepp may go all the way. Touchdown, 46 yards, Eli Stepp. And back to pass now. He'll heave one in the air, and Crawford has his third interception of the season. Isaac Crawford shaking free. Moulton shaking free, and he's going to go the 40, the 35. Spun the touchdown, Dawson Moulton from 45 yards out. It looked like they had him for a significant loss, but they never brought him down. There was no whistle, and Dawson Moulton just kept going for a 45-yard touchdown run.
Here against the defending state champs, the Unwithy Blackhawks. Luke Anderson split out to the left. Essien Matthews and Moulton in the backfield. Cale Holm rolling out to his left. He's looking into the end zone, reaching out, making the catch inside the pylon. Touchdown, Luke Anderson. Back to pass, Cale Holm. Holm rainbows deep down the left side. He's looking for Anderson. Anderson over the shoulder catch inside the 25-yard line. The pop fly from Holm to Anderson. Give to Clay Mueller, and he is smacked in the backfield. Oh, my goodness. Blowing that one up. Eli Stepp and Dessian Matthews. Single receiver, eye formation. The give to Dessian Matthews. Feed the beast. Look out. Dessian Matthews is loose. 40, 35, foot race, 10. To the end zone, Dessian Matthews, 64 yards. He houses it, the senior, with the score.
It's 4th and 5 with 1:01 on the clock. Owen Withy from the 36-yard line of McDonald, trailing 20-0. Perchilla under center, gives to Clay Mueller. Mueller has a hole, and it's quickly closed on 4th down. Dessian Matthews knifes into the backfield. Turnover on downs. It's McDonald football. Cale Holm fakes the pitch left side. Now looking to the end zone. Tosses wide open. Touchdown! Luke Anderson, and McDonald goes up 26-0 as they score as time expires. 2 minutes, 40 seconds into the second half. Eye formation behind Cale Holm. Holm rolling out to his right. Holm keeping pops into the end zone. Got him in wide open. A trifecta. Holm to Anderson for the third time tonight. A touchdown strike for McDonald.
And Stepp is going to take it. Stepp, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. Eli Stepp, first carry of the night. He goes 40 yards for a Max touchdown.
From the 25 now for McDonald, first and 10 with Cale Holm under center. Dropping back, he'll heave down the left sideline. He's got his receiver. There's the touchdown right to Luke Anderson, and the Max lead it 40-0. Luck territory going right to left inside of 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Bogus looking downfield. He's got his receiver, and it's completed. Wicken to the 20, 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, McDonald, and they go up 55-0. 4th and 1 for the Max. Lindenberg under center. Handoff to the second runner through. Good fake, and now he'll cut back, and he'll keep it going all the way. Vance Grunwald into the end zone for a touchdown, and McDonald goes up 61-0 with 1:30 to play.
A highly successful regular season yet again. But for McDonald football, it's all about tonight when the second season begins, and it's win or go home. This is McDonald Max Playoff Football on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
WOGO, your sports
Donald Max Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO. Go Max. Your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to sun-soaked Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. The second season begins. WIAA. Eight-player football tournament level one here with your number two seeded McDonald Central Max against the number seven seed, the Trojans of New Auburn. I'm Caleb Swenson filling in for Mark Halverson today. Seth Smisky to my right. Grant Smisky will be roaming the sidelines as our sideline reporter Colin Nichols, our audio producer at the WOGO studios in Halley, and on-site video operator and camera operator is Sam Aberle. McDonald comes into this game with a 7-1 record, ranked third in the state in the last poll at bound.com. New Auburn, because of this expanded playoff format, getting their taste of the postseason. They are 5-4 on the year, actually one game more than McDonald because they were credited with an additional win because of a forfeit in the middle of the season. And Seth Smisky, when you look at this McDonald team, again, only one setback to the top-ranked team in the state, the Gilman Pirates. Gilman is on the other side of the bracket, and so, again, very intriguing. If you were to look way too far down the playoff road, there certainly is the possibility, if you get where you want to go, that you could see the Pirates again. But right now, it's who's in front of you, and this Trojans team, they're balanced. Again, on paper, it seems like McDonald has the edge, but as we'll hear from Coach Maloney coming up shortly here, you can't take anything for granted because this is a one-and-done scenario.
No, you can't. You know, these it's playoffs, right? So, and, you know, a couple years ago, we went up to New Auburn and played them, and these kids, they came out, and they hit, and they played, and they were scrappy, and they got after it, so... You know, you just got to come out and take care of business today.
Coach Wayne North of New Auburn mentioned, we'll hear it in our pregame interview here, how they did graduate a lot of size last year, and that's something that kind of has them concerned. McDonald, of course, has a large roster and a lot of size, 13 seniors, and a lot of experience as well, too. And so, again, because of that experience, I think we know that they're not going to look past this game, that they're going to be ready to play and hopefully come out firing. And of course, the goal is to try to put teams away early so you aren't in a situation late in the game where an odd bounce of a football could hurt you.
Yeah, and you know, and I expect they do today. I wouldn't expect anything else. You know, like you're saying, they have tons of experience and just this this excitement of the playoffs and actually, you know, the past few games have been kind of blowouts and coming into this playoff atmosphere, everybody's a little more jacked up, so I think they're going to come out and take care of things.
Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Royal Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Royal Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Royal Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit RoyalMutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro football players know they're gonna need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at gonnaneedmilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Interviews with both head coaches, starting with Wayne North of New Auburn, is the 2-7 matchup as the playoffs begin here on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard-to-reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports Playoff Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. A couple more housekeeping items. Thanks to the WIAA, nearly 800 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and athletically through the WIAA Scholar Athlete Award Program, sponsored by We Energies Foundation, the WPS Foundation. Applicants will be in the running for the 32 State Scholar Athlete Awards and a $1,000 scholarship to be presented at a reception in May. Application materials are available exclusively online through the WIAA website. The deadline for nominations is March 6th, 2026. A message from WOGO Sports and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And we're making great progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those that have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, please don't hesitate. An exciting and rewarding experience is calling you, so let's get you licensed as a sports official by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website homepage to get started. A message from WOGO Sports and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. We continue our Max pregame show here before this Level 1 playoff matchup, interviewing head coach Wayne North of New Auburn. Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of the WIAA 8-player football tournament. The 7-seed New Auburn here to face your number 2-seeded McDonald Central Max, here with head coach Wayne North of New Auburn. And coach, expanded playoff field, your boys get a chance to experience the second season this year. What was the regular season like? What did you do well? What do you need to work on here to get a win?
Well, consistency. We started out the year pretty hot, and then we kind of had a few injuries, and we don't have a lot of backup, and now, you know, now we're back a little bit, but we're still not 100% healthy. But we just need to execute, make sure that we don't give away big plays, you know, make the tackles, even if they're 10 yards down the field, but just shut down those long plays that open up the game very quickly. So if we can play, kind of an exciting offense and be able to do something on defense to slow the game down, I think that's our game plan.
Coach, when you look at you guys statistically, pretty balanced in terms of passing and running the ball. Has that really been what's most effective, is just having that balanced attack throughout the season?
Yeah, it has. It's something we've tried to do the last few years, and it just hasn't happened. And now with the seniors where they're at in their ability, we've been able to, if the run's not working, go to the pass. And if one is working, then we can still throw the other one in. So that balanced game is what we want to see, and we need to see if that will work again tonight.
And finally, Coach, this McDonald team, obviously they've been a powerhouse here for the last few years in eight-player football. What do you see in them where you say, hey, that's tough to stop?
You know, size. You know, we had I tell people when they ask, you know, what did we lose last year? I said, we lost a ton of guys, and literally we lost a ton of guys. You know, we had a big team last year. We had, you know, we had six or seven guys that were like 230, up to 290. This year, our biggest guy is 215. So stopping the big guys, that's going to be our challenge. You know, we have to stay low, hit low, tackle low, all those things in order to be competitive today.
Coach, we appreciate your time very much. Looking forward to a great game, and best of luck to you and the Trojans.
Thank you very much.
Head coach Wayne North back with Coach Maloney after this. WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Playoff Football. This is WOGO Sports.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Also, WOGO Radio on Facebook Live video streaming here with head coach Mark Maloney. The number 2 seed Max against the number 7 seed New Auburn Trojans here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. And coach, second season begins here. Had a very successful regular season, but again, it's always win and go home. And even though on paper this looks like one where you guys should take it, you can't make mistakes.
No, we can't take this one for granted at all. You know, they're 4-4, and they're here for a reason. You know, they got a good team. They're big kids over there. They are going to play the game hard. So, you know, we've been practicing all week and telling our kids, we got to take this one very, very serious. We got to go very, very aggressive. We got to start out fast. I'm hoping we can start out fast and, you know, see if we can't get into our groove early on in the game and take control.
Coach, I think one of the things we talked about before is the fact that you have rolled over so many opponents means there haven't been a lot of complete games played by your starters. And so, again, in the playoffs here, being able to play four quarters consistently is certainly important.
Yes, you know, and we know that too. You know, we told the kids that, you know, this is the playoffs. You know, I didn't dress any of my freshmen. They're not going to come to any of the playoff games because they're pretty much not going to play in any of the playoff games. So, you know, we're minus 11 kids for freshmen. But that gives that opportunity for these guys to, you know, go four quarters. And, you know, we'll just have to do a really good job rotating and keep people fresh out there. and give them a full game.
And finally, Coach, what would you say is the most important thing coming into this game, saying, hey, as long as we do this, we should be in a good spot?
And again, I've told this all week, is we got to play very, very aggressive defense. You know, if we can slow down anybody's offense, and New Auburn's got some good running backs, good quarterback, and some receivers that can catch the ball. So our key right now is we have to play very, very aggressive defense.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Your old quarterback, Grant, will be chatting with you on the field after the game. Hopefully, we're talking about moving on to level two.
All right, thanks, Caleb.
It's McDonald Playoff Football. Coach Mark Maloney of McDonald here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Football on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Eight-player playoff football on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Also live streaming via the WOGO Radio Facebook page. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski, Grant Smiski, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew, Sam Aberle, our on-site camera operator and video producer, audio producer is Colin Nichols. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. 2-7 matchup, McDonald on their home field, hoping to hold serve here at home at DeRay. Seth, what's something that they really need to make sure they get done today?
I think quarterback pressure today is going to be key. You know, these guys are going to throw the ball around a little bit and test our secondary. And actually, I kind of hope they do. You know,
sure.
I mean, our secondary definitely could use the practice, you know. And to circumvent anything majorly bad happening, pressure on a quarterback today.
That's your Toyson Ford key to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes with kickoff. This is McDonald Playoff Football on WOGO Sports.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Bitter, 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 bitter. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
It's time for playoff football here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smiski, and Grant Smiski, your WOGO Sports broadcast team, is the number 2 seed, the McDonald Central Max, face the number 7 seed, the New Auburn Trojans. 8-player tournament shotgun start at 1 o'clock all across the great state of Wisconsin on a beautiful late October Saturday afternoon. McDonald and New Auburn. New Auburn in the white uniforms with the navy pants, the navy numerals, the navy helmets with the gold accents. McDonald resplendent in their home royal blue uniforms, the gold pants. So please subscribe WOGO Sports on YouTube. It's free. Then you'll be notified whenever we go live with Chi High or McDonald Athletics. You can also watch live via the WOGO Radio Facebook page. All of this thanks to the great sponsors making these broadcasts possible throughout the season and the postseason. And Seth and Grant, it's great to be back to football here and playoff football. It just kind of brings another level of energy.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, did the games come out for the next for 11 player yet?
They did, yes. And okay. Chi High snuck in
okay.
As an 8 seed, and we'll have simultaneous live video streams on Friday night. If McDonald's able to emerge victorious here,
okay.
They'll, of course, move on to level 2, and Chi High level 1 will be going down to Wanakee.
Okay.
And that will be certainly a stiff test, an 8-versus-1 matchup.
Yeah.
But hopefully Coach Rakovich and his crew will be up to the test. And before that, simultaneous live video streams on Thursday for Chi High and McDonald Volleyball, and hopefully moving on to regional finals on Saturday as well. A lot of playoff action here.
Yeah, you're going to be busy.
That is very true. So Isaac Crawford has it on the tee. The junior McDonald will be kicking off right to left as we look at it here. For Matinee Max Football, good to have you with us as Crawford drives the right leg into this one, sends it over the returner's head. It is going to bounce just outside the pylon. Almost a perfect kick, but out of bounds. And so good starting field position for the New Auburn Trojans, 5-4 on the season. Again, they played one more game, not played one more game, but credited with one more win on this season because of a forfeit by Osceola. We had our keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. As we go down on the field for the first time with Grant Smiski, and Grant, certainly defense, what Coach Maloney wants to emphasize here.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to run a lot of rub routes, try to get guys open in the flats, and then they'll try to take some shots, and you got to shut down number 4 today.
That is Colton Lotz, the 6'3", 185-pound senior. He is their leading receiver. Austin Ebner, junior, 5'11", 150, is the signal caller. Ebner back to pass, floats it out right side, and it's dropped. He was looking right away for Colton Lotz. Incomplete. Eli Stepp was drawing a bead on him anyway.
Yeah, just flat out dropped there. Not that he would have gotten much of anything, but that's kind of what I think they're going to try doing today, just short slants, you know, outs, just trying to get the ball in somebody's hands and
trying to get make a mistake in space, right?
Yep, so hoping they can make a move and make something happen.
Lotz, their favorite target, 32 receptions, 7 touchdowns, over 500 yards receiving. Toss play left side, weaving through the first layer of defenders and up close to the 40-yard line.
Our defensive end doing a good job on that play, you know, making them cut back towards our help and able to clean up things there for minimal gain.
That was Chester Lang on the carry. Lang, number 24, another junior, big kid, 6 foot, 180 pounds. 3rd and 6 from their own 39 for New Auburn. 4 wide in 8-player football. Twins left and right. Ebner the throw left side. He's got his man across the 45-yard line. Good pitch and catch. Bo Palmer, 5'8", 160-pound senior, reels it in just past the 45-yard line up to the 46.
noticing right now, both Ryan Smiski, Mason Butsey on the sidelines, not in the game.
Yeah, so Ryan, he did hurt his ankle this week in practice, so he will be limited on defense today.
Okay. Yeah, for sure, both Mason and Ryan more critical on offense.
Jet sweep look, nowhere to go. Quickly into the backfield, Eli Stepp, as per usual. And Stepp runs into Lang and takes him down for a loss of at least two, maybe three.
Yeah, Nick Fleschinski in there and just getting upfield once again and making him cut it back inside to our waiting linebackers.
Fleschinski, the senior, and I don't know that he played a lot of football
before this year.
Came out, and now here he is starting in a playoff game.
Yeah, he didn't really play a whole lot all season, too, and you know, like the meaningful minutes, you could say.
Ebner floats it left side, and it's dropped again. Isaac Crawford clapping his hands in frustration after it popped up into the air a little bit, but that looked to be an on-target pass. Receiver gets up a little slowly.
Yeah, so far we've seen two drops. Otherwise, you know, they've had one or two other completions. I mean, there's definitely room in that secondary to throw the ball around, which is a little concerning.
Third and 13, though, behind the sticks, the New Auburn Trojans. They're out of the 50 at the 43-yard line. Game's opening possession here, playoff football on WOGO Sports. And if you're listening on the radio, we do have a live video stream available as well on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Jet sweep looking for a reverse. Instead, banged and taken down in the backfield was Lang. Fleschinski was again in the area, but I think Dawson Moulton was the first one to the ball.
I'm surprised that's the play they went with there. They've had a little luck with the pass, and third and 13, not sure you're going to get that on the ground there. But
it looked for a moment like maybe they were trying to set up a reverse, but...
Yeah, and that's what I thought, too.
There was definitely some confusion by that New Auburn squad.
So Colton Lotz, their 6'3 receiver, also the punter. Lefty, he'll get this one high in the air, but short. And Eli Stepp will stay away from it. And McDonald will start first and 10 at their own 31-yard line with 9:53 remaining here in the opening half. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. I should say in the opening quarters. We're 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the contest.
I think if you're New Auburn there, you got to be super frustrated. They had a couple opportunities to, you know, to get first down there, and ball control is going to be their biggest ally right here.
Absolutely.
Giving the ball back to McDonald here for potentially a quick score is not what you wanted if you're New Auburn.
So Cale Holm, senior signal caller under center, first and 10 from the 31-yard line. Give to Dawson Moulton, and look out. Moulton at the 40-yard line, 45 in a foot race, and they won't catch him. Moulton is going to go all the way to the house, 69 yards on one play, and McDonald leads 6-0.
Yeah, you know, you probably don't see a lot of speed like Dawson Moulton has, and if you let him get the edge, there's not many people that are going to catch him, and we saw that right there.
9:42 remaining in the first, a 69-yard touchdown run from senior Dawson Moulton. And McDonald leads 6-0 with Cale Holm to handle the PAT.
It looked like the whole right side of that defense bit hard on the fake dive to Eli there, and Dawson only had two guys to beat.
Jeez. And, you know, you can't hardly blame that defense because Eli's such a threat, too, you know. So
the PAT
tough.
Kick is good. We'll be back in 1 minute. McDonald leads 7-0 early. This is Max Playoff Football on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
The kick fielded at the 11-yard line, far side, zigzagging up to the 20, and buried at the 23 is Chester Lang. 69-yard touchdown tote by Dawson Moulton, his 19th touchdown run of the season, puts McDonald up 7-0 with 9:34 to go in the first half. And going down onto the field with Grant Smiske, as Seth said, Grant, it had to be a frustrating first possession for New Auburn because there were some gaps in that secondary.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm pretty impressed with the quarterback so far. He's really kept his composure, and he's stepping up well, and he hasn't put the ball in harm's way, and that's good for them.
Again, Evener's just a junior. First and 10 from their own 23. So after the kickoff out of bounds, better starting field position, first possession for New Auburn. Now the Trojans looking at a 77-yard distance to score. Ebner steps up in the pocket, floats it out, knocked away, pass defended by Dawson Moulton, who helps up his counterpart. Intended recipient that time was number 31, Nolan O'Brien, a freshman, 5'11", 150.
Yeah, Dawson, great coverage that time. He was all over it. Was not a very big window to get the ball in there.
So second and 10 from the 23-yard line. Beautiful Saturday afternoon here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. McDonald, of course, will stay here on Friday night if they are able to get the level one victory. Four wide with just three down linemen. From the gun is Ebner the junior. Calling for the ball. Ebner rolling out to his right and looking for his favorite target, Colton Lotz, who wasn't looking back for the ball. Timing a little messed up by the McDonald pass rush, I would think.
Yeah, Ebner, he was not able to step into that throw, left it a little short, so good pass rush there, making him uncomfortable.
The quarterback on that one also shouted some stuff out right before the play. It looked like he was talking to number four, but I think something was lost or miscommunication there.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Third and 10, Ebner back to pass, floating out a screen and just buried right at the line of scrimmage. How about that play from McDonald's Desian Matthews?
Yeah, way to be disciplined there by Desian, and read his key and know that's his guy right there, and able to meet the play right when it happened.
1, 2, 3 and out. We'll keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Low snap, pressure is light, left-footed boot. Line drive carrying the wrong direction for New Auburn as it heads out of bounds, skips into the Trojan sideline, and McDonald will start in plus territory, and the referee walking all the way up to the 36, maybe 37-yard line of New Auburn, and that's where McDonald will start first and 10, already leading 7-0.
Yeah, I don't think that wasn't any more than 15-yard punt, was it? They barely moved the chains. So
less than that, I believe. So first and 10 for the 37.
Yeah.
We'll look for the Mowersbury Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowersbury Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Kale home to Dawson Moulton. He already has a highlight. Moulton stutter steps, goes over one defender at the 30-yard line and down to about the 27. Gain of close to 10 on first down. They may mark him just shy of the line of gain.
Yeah, so far a lot of room on the outside.
It is a first down.
Yeah. And New Auburn's going to have to shore that up. But
sometimes you say nibbling at the edges, McDonald's taking big bites right
yes,
now.
They are. You know, but hey, when you got Eli Stepp waiting there also to run her up the middle, it's tough. Pick your poison.
Two receivers left. One to the right, Dawson Moulton, jet sweep look. The give to Eli Stepp, look out. Here goes Eli inside the 10-yard line with a spin and down to the 7-yard line. Eli Stepp rips off a 20-yard gain. They may give him 19 depending on the spot. Again, Eli just such a threat to score every time he touches the ball. About 4 touches per game out of the backfield. 30 carries, 8 touchdowns, 11.6 yards per carry.
Yeah, he is. He's just got tremendous speed, and he runs tough too, you know. So, He's got a lot of talent, you know, on both sides of the ball.
Stepp also leads the team in tackles and TFLs. First and goal from the 8. So it is officially a 19-yard run for Eli Stepp. Home, toss play. Dawson Moulton following his blocking. Burst to the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald. It's 13-0. An 8-yard touchdown run to go with his 69-yarder.
The offensive line just making a path, a big path for him. There wasn't really anybody there that was going to stop him.
Cale Holm looking to go 2 for 2 on PATs. 7:31 to go in the first quarter. The kick splits the uprights. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chai High and McDonald's Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chai High or McDonald athletic programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Back to the action. The kick fielded by New Auburn. Diving across the 20-yard line up to the 22 or so. That's where the Trojans will start, trailing 14-0. Here on the WOGO Sports Live video stream and WOGO Sports Radio broadcast.
We've really shored up our kickoff coverage. It's been looking pretty good these past few games. Not quite as nervous at kickoffs this year.
Crawford has done a nice job in that department. I'll offer my apologies to any Trojan fans watching. I believe I've been completely misidentifying the quarterback. It is actually Sawyer Jones back there, not Austin Ebner. So my apologies. Jones, number 8, is the senior, 5'8", 165.
Yeah, you know, I probably should have helped you out and caught that, Caleb. But
I mean, I have binoculars around my neck, and you'd think I would actually use them from time to time. So Sawyer Jones in a pistol look, 2nd and 9 from the 25 for New Auburn. Jones back to pass, sidearms it knocked away by Moulton. That was quite an arm angle, Grant Smisky, that Jones used. I know it was incomplete, but being able to just get the pass out of there from that arm angle was very difficult.
Yeah, and once again, Dawson, just great coverage.
Yes, out in the flat, and New Auburn hasn't taken a lot of shots down the seam between the hashes. It's a little bit more of, again, looking at the edges, trying to get some playmakers out in space. 3rd and 9 for the Trojans. And they go 4 wide with 3 down linemen, empty backfield, save for Sawyer Jones. Jones back to pass, immediate heavy pressure. He's going to rainbow down the right side, hung it up, going up and making the catch. Well done by Colton Lotz. He's the dangerous receiver, and Lotz just high-pointed that ball at midfield. They'll mark him shy at the 49. Good pitch and catch.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, underthrown ball, advantage goes to the offense there, or the receiver, and able to come back and get it, so... Yeah, nice movement there, and gets them a first down, and you know, once again, you know, the longer they can control this ball, the better off they are.
Trojans looking for their first foray into McDonald territory. They have a 1st and 10 from the 49-yard line, Trojan side of midfield, trailing 14-0. Early movement, the pitch out is going to be blown dead. And it's a procedure penalty against New Auburn. We'll back them up 5. McDonald First Downs today brought to you by Ashley Construction. They are your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co.
It looks like Ryan's in the game there, and yeah, and Bussy on the other side. So
getting some of the horses in on the defensive line. First and 15 now behind the sticks. Lang in motion. He'll get a toss play left side. And Lang is hit and just dragged down by Eli Stepp and company. I think Mason Bussy also was in there.
Yeah, Mason did a great job containing that play. And, you know, I've said it a few times, but that's just so key on defense when you can make them cut back to the linebackers, you know, coming downhill. So and not biting on any fakes or anything like that. Just doing your job, staying disciplined.
Second and 17 now. Further behind the sticks, the Trojans back up to their own 42-yard line. Sawyer Jones, immediate heavy pressure, throws over the middle. It's intercepted with one hand by Dawson Moulton. And Moulton sprinting down the sideline, dragged out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Dawson Moulton snares it out of the air with a single hand. And McDonald in business once again.
It was actually, that was actually a really good play call because Eli blitzed, so the middle of the field was open, just threw it behind his receiver, and Dawson able to stretch out an arm and one arm and haul it in.
And Grant, that ball was on Moulton so quickly, it's kind of one of those look what I found moments and great reflexes.
Absolutely, yeah. I think he was kind of going up to block it, and then he kind of ended up just blocking it into his own arm, so worked out nice.
Dawson Moulton, two touchdowns and a pick already. First and 10 from the Trojans, 34. Best-looking drive for New Auburn, stymied by the turnover. Eli Stepp takes it around the right end. Look out, off to the races. So long, Stepp. 34-yard touchdown romp for Eli, and it's 20-0 McDonald.
Great block by Luke right there. I gave him some grief because on the previous Eli carry, he did not finish his block, and Eli got tackled. So great work by Luke.
And those counter plays, they're just difficult on the defense to defend anyway, so... Yeah, and when you got somebody as fast as Eli, that's tough. Tough on a defense.
His ninth rushing touchdown of the season, Eli Stepp. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Snap, spot, the kick is good. We are back in 60 seconds. 21-0 McDonald, playoff football on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Lang and Ian North, back to receive. North takes it on a bounce, cutting laterally across the 15-yard line, 20, 25, 30, and up to about the 32-yard line. Ian North for the New Auburn Trojans, number 28, the junior wide receiver, 5'10", 150. Decent starting field position for New Auburn, but they're now trailing by three scores, Seth.
Yeah, not great kick coverage on that play by us at all. If he had a little more speed, he might have been sitting down the end zone right now, so got to clean that up a little bit.
Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls. Single receiver wide to the left, twins to the right. Tailback on the left hip of Sawyer Jones. Jones pop flies left side. He's got single coverage and overshoots his intended receiver far side. He was looking for Colton Lotz, and that's an interesting matchup, Grant. You've got one-on-one with Isaac Crawford and Lotz out there. Crawford giving up a few inches, but I dare say his hops would put him in the right position if they did have a jump ball.
Yeah, I think Isaac will be able to defend him, but number four just ran a sluggo there, a double move, and Isaac kind of bit on the slant, and that was kind of why number four had a couple steps on him there.
Well, Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. And Lots, the dangerous 6'3" senior, split out to the right. Man in motion left to right. They're looking for Lots. High catch. He high points it and takes it up close to midfield. Just a little slant Eli step. Bear rolls him down at midfield.
And you know, that's part of, you know, eight player football is you're on an island so many times. There isn't a safety over top to help you. So when they spread things out like that, so you know, you get a talented receiver like number four, it's really tough on the defensive back.
Watts again had 32 catches coming into this contest, and he's adding to that tally here tonight. 7 touchdowns as well coming into this game. 1st and 10 from the 50, trying to get into McDonald territory for the first time. Fleshinski being held. Pass floated up dangerously, bracketing coverage on Lots that time by Cale Holm over the top and Crawford underneath. But Nick Fleshinski, Grant, just did a phenomenal job pushing Sawyer Jones off his spot.
Yeah, great work by him. And again, I am giving this new Auburn quarterback a lot of credit for getting in there,
yeah,
making throws and taking hits.
And he's not missing by much.
Again, Sawyer Jones has been playing very well, and I'm the one who didn't even give him the right credit with his name from the beginning. But we've got it sorted out now. Thank you to Keenan Dahl, by the way, on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel, watching Coach at Bloomer, longtime coach at New Auburn. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with him during the basketball season. 4 wide, split evenly left and right for Sawyer Jones. 2nd and 10 from the 50-yard line. Jones standing up in the pocket. Floats it deep down the right side. He's got a man open. That's Lang over the shoulder catch and Lang into the end zone. Touchdown for New Auburn. A 50-yard scoring strike. Beautiful touch on that throw from Sawyer Jones.
That was. He dropped that right in there where it needed to be. And Grant, was that Cale on the coverage there?
It was Cale. What grade did you say that quarterback's a junior?
He's a senior.
Oh, he is a senior.
When I was misidentifying him, I called him a junior.
Okay.
But his 16th touchdown pass to go with just 6 picks.
Yeah, and that's
50 yards.
That's kind of what I alluded to in the pregame here. You know, is we haven't seen a quarterback like this, and they have capable receivers, so it was going to be a test for sure.
PAT bounces off the crossbar. 4:01 to go. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
There's nothing like a hot shower on a cold morning. Except when that shower isn't hot. If it's time for a new water heater, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala installs electric heat pump water heaters that save on energy and provide faster recovery time for hot water. Call for details. Make sure there's plenty of hot water for everyone. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
Got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Eli Stepp and Dawson Moulton, Dak deep to receive. 4:01 remaining, still in the opening quarter. 27 combined points. Squib kick will float out of bounds, fluttering right in front of the McDonald bench. Good starting field position for the Max. The technicians at your local employee-owned Kurth Heating and Cooling are the experts when it comes to keeping your home comfortable all throughout the year. Kurth Heating and Cooling. And Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. 4:01 to go, still in the first quarter. 21-6 McDonald. After a 50-yard touchdown pass from Sawyer Jones to his running back, Chester Lang. Lang just a junior. Timeout New Auburn. We'll take just a 30-second break. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back to Max Playoff Football on WOGO Sports. Hey, coming up this Thursday from 3:30 to 6 at the Y, visit the McDonald Erie Catholic Schools photo booth. Halloween at the Y, a spooktacular event. Again, 3:30 to 6 this Thursday, October 23rd. Wear your costume. Come trick-or-treat throughout this community event. Fun games, activities, Halloween surprises, and again, a McDonald Erie Catholic Schools photo booth. Learn more about McDonald. Pass to Luke Anderson, and Anderson off to the races. It's going to be a 65-yard touchdown toss on one play. And the Max right back out in front.
Wow. Boy, you know, the way that play looked, I think we could run that all day long. That was Luke made such a good move coming off the line, and there's just nobody going to stop that.
Grant, did you tell him to do that too?
I mean, I told him to score a touchdown this morning, so I'll take a little bit of credit for that.
Keel home for the PAT. McDonald has had some very short drives. Kick splits the uprights 28-6. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
A line drive squib kick from Isaac Crawford, perfectly placed this time inside the pylon, and McDonald leading 28-6, and rough starting field position for the New Auburn Trojans.
That was just a fantastic kick by Isaac, and he made it interesting because the ball's just rolling in, you know, and not going out, and the kid didn't know whether to probably grab it or just let it go. So good kick by Isaac.
So with 3:52 and counting to go, and still the first quarter, Jones floats it out, shovel pass. Right side, hits his tight end across the 30-yard line, up to maybe the 31 or 32. Some improvisation from senior Sawyer Jones. Gets the job done. Trying to see who caught that.
Number 34.
34 is Elliot Harder, 6'2", 215, junior.
That is a very stout-looking kid right there. He looks very strong, very tough.
For sure. That is an offensive and defensive lineman, but again, split out there, eligible receiver, and gain of 12 on first down. Man in motion left to right. Jet sweep. This time they do run the reverse. McDonald snuffs it out. Eli Stepp, Luke Anderson, blow it up.
Great play by Luke Anderson. Just coming in and just making, breaking down and making a good tackle on that.
Another phenomenal effort on defense. McDonald's given up just the one big play. That 50-yard touchdown pass from Sawyer Jones to Chester Lang. Now a second and 15 after the loss of 5 on first down.
Calling for the ball, Sawyer Jones. Floats it deep down the right sideline, looking for Lotz, and a little miscommunication there. Step-for-step coverage. Anderson with Lotz, but I think maybe a little miscommunication on timing or route there.
That play that they the play before this one, Grant, you think they'd try to do a reverse pass out of that just because Luke bailed out on his guy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just think that's probably just running Luke off.
Yep.
Third and 15. Everyone in tight this time. Lang in motion. Toss play to Lang. Puts his foot in the ground. Cuts. Gets what he can past the 30-yard line. Maybe back to the original line of scrimmage. So fourth and 10 coming up. Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years. You can call Holly Bovey at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Eli stepped back deep to receive this punt. Will stand about his own 42-yard line. A little difficulty punting so far for New Auburn. Heavy pressure this time. Best punt of the afternoon. And Steph's going to take it over the shoulder at the 35-yard line. A stiff arm in the 40. 45-50. Step down the sideline. Ushered out of bounds. Into New Auburn territory. And McDonald will start on the plus side of the field. Once again, already leading 28-6.
Good stiff arm by Eli right there. You know, I always thought that was like an unfair advantage for the offense when they can just smack you right in the helmet. And as a defender, you can't really hardly touch theirs. Otherwise, it's like illegal hands to the face or face mask or something. But yeah, good job by Eli.
Derrick Henry and Eli Stepp both taking full advantage.
Yes.
From the 44 of New Auburn, McDonald leading by 22. Still in the first quarter. Give to Dawson Moulton. Moulton cuts past his blocking, spins out of one tackle, and is spilled at the 26-yard line. 18 on that carry, one of the shortest runs of the day.
Yeah, that play there, Gilman likes loves that play. They run it all the time. Just kind of a cross counter there, and it's tough to defend.
Under 90 seconds to go in the first quarter, 28-6. McDonald. Anderson split out to the left. I formation, give straight up the middle. Eli Stepp runs into the referee, knocks him down, and still sprints to the end zone for a 26-yard touchdown. Eli Stepp taking out everyone and taking it to the end zone for six.
It's been a while since I've seen something like that, Granny. He put the referee right on the ground.
Yeah, Caleb, I think that you could probably mark that down as a broken tackle for Eli.
Probably should.
1:08 to go in the first. Second touchdown run by Stepp.
We've had some good ref moments this year. There was wasn't there one play to Ryan Grant where
the defender took Ryan or the. Sorry, the ref took Ryan right out of the play.
Yeah, on a long pass.
What would have been probably a touchdown.
Yeah.
Place kick is good. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
McDonald playoff football on WOGO Sports, 35-6 the max. With a 1:08 to play in the first quarter, driving the right leg into this one. And a return back up to the 30-yard line. Isaac Crawford, a good kick, good return. From New Auburn as they trail by 29, and we are still in the opening quarter.
Yeah, so far in this game, the offense just looks crisp. I mean, things are going exactly the way they want them to, and New Auburn's defense just showing no signs of being able to stop anything.
Minute two again left to play. And a pump fake and knocked away by Smisky.
Yeah, Ryan able to get his big old paw up there. Good push up field by Ryan, too, making things uncomfortable. He had to get rid of the ball quickly and able to bat that one down.
So a second and 10 from their own 31-yard line for the New Auburn Trojans. seconds. And a very long first quarter. Entertaining first quarter, of course, on the McDonald side. New Auburn's done some nice things, but trailing 35-6. And some early movement will put them back behind the sticks even a little bit further.
Yeah, that's so tough. You know, when every yard counts and every play to hurt yourself like that, it just puts you in a hole that you, most times, in a situation like this, you're not going to get out of it.
Where propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Second and 15 from the 26-yard line, their side of midfield for the New Auburn Trojans. Sawyer Jones, another sidearm, looking for his favorite target. Lots and lots. Hauled in the pass and then was hauled down by Anderson across the 32-yard line. Still a third and long coming up.
You know, if that receiver or that quarterback can make a good throw on that, that's really, really tough on the defender. But like Luke did right there, as soon as he caught the ball, he was there and made a tackle. And that's about as good as you're going to do.
Third and 8. Rapidly waning first quarter. Laying in motion left to right. Sawyer Jones pumps, goes deep down the right side of the field. Another maybe miscommunication there as he was looking near the boundary for Lots, and Lots running more of a post pattern.
Yeah, definitely some miscommunication there. And it looks like McDonald's trying to kind of shore things up a little bit, giving Luke a little help on him.
It'll be a 4th and 8 now with 14.4 seconds to play. Here in this opening quarter, level one playoff football on WOGO Sports. Lang, the left-footed punt, high into the air. Eli Stepp waves for a fair catch with 8.3 seconds remaining in the quarter. McDonald will have a 1st and 10 at the 32. 8.3 seconds left to go. Will McDonald score one more time? I believe this may be one of their most prolific quarters of the season.
It's hard to tell because there's been a lot of prolific opening first quarters, but yeah, this has been impressive. It's been quite the show.
Cale Holm brings them up to the line, 1st and 10 from the 32. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Eli Stepp in the backfield. Flared out to Luke Anderson. Anderson, good block from Moulton. And Anderson takes off, and look out! So long, Luke Anderson! Bye-bye! Ending the quarter with a bang! 68 yards to the house.
Luke just really showing off his size and his speed. You know, able to get out of a little bit of an arm tackle and just off to the races.
Holm to Anderson for the second 60-plus yard touchdown pass. And Grant, this has been a very impressive flurry to start the game for McDonald. PAT just sails wide. We end the quarter with McDonald leading 41-6. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Playoff Football on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, Grant Smisky with you here on WOGO Sports. It's McDonald and New Auburn headed into the second quarter. It's a 41-6 lead for the Macs. Gilman already up 37-0 in their game, we're seeing on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to look too far ahead, but boy, the stars could be aligning for a rematch in the biggest game of the year, which would really be something.
First, the state championship game is November 15th in Wisconsin Rapids. A lot of ground to cover before then, especially an extra week added to the playoffs because the field has been expanded to 32 teams here in 8-player. And of course, the competition gets stiffer and stiffer. But McDonald, great start so far, and again, still 3 quarters to play here. Work yet to be done, but as we switch sides of the field, they lead 41-6. Isaac Crawford, line drive kick, fielded at the 19-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes, stopping and falling at the 27-yard line is Lang. Maybe looking for a block that he didn't get there.
Yeah, Noah Smisky coming down and making a good tackle, and Noah's he's got some good years ahead of him. He's really stepped up this year and had to fill some roles, and he's made a good impact, good young player. So we'll definitely be saying his name a lot next year.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Northwestern Bank, always proud to support local athletics. First and 10, New Auburn trailing 41-6. We are in a running clock situation here now in the second quarter. Sawyer Jones sending Lang in motion. Jones pumps, looks over the middle, and not looking back for the ball was Ebner.
That was another one where the quarterback called out something kind of right before they snapped the ball, and again, the wide receiver must just not be on the same page.
Well, Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. 35-point lead for McDonald here in their playoff opener at home against the New Auburn Trojans. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, Grant Smisky with you on WOGO Sports radio broadcast and live video stream. Sawyer Jones back to pass, stepping up in the pocket, being pursued, flags fly. He goes deep down the right sideline. Dawson Moulton, great step-for-step coverage. Far side of the field there with Bo Palmer, the senior. A holding call coming up against New Auburn. That will put them further behind the chains. Afterward, we'll name the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. That's 210-8699 for Kelm Law Firm.
I've been impressed with Dawson's ability to cover out there.
Indeed.
He's doing a good job today.
Yeah, his speed, staying step for step with everybody, that helps a lot.
Yep.
Second and 20 for New Auburn. Lang in motion. He'll take a toss right side, runs into his own blocking, and that's going to be trouble. Snuffed out pretty quickly right at the line of scrimmage. Chester Lang, third and long, coming up. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. That's Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Running clock here in the second quarter. That is, of course, reversible in the second and third quarters. If New Auburn's able to cut into this 35-point deficit, winner moves on to level two on Friday night. McDonald does maintain their advantage. They'll be right back here at Duray. Third and 19 for Sawyer Jones. Trips to the right. Jones back to pass. Pocket holding up. Now he'll dive forward and fall maybe back to the line of scrimmage. I think that's probably going to be credited as a sack. Flashinski might get that one.
Not good for him.
Caleb yes. Lead also in the area, but I think it was Nick.
You know, and slowly here you can see the pressure is starting to add up. It's starting to get to him just a little bit more. And, you know, as New Auburn wears down a little bit here.
So fourth and 22. Lots to punt again. High into the air. And Eli Stapp shading his vision. It'll take a nice New Auburn hop and end up right at midfield on the stripe. And that's where McDonald will start. First and 10 after scoring 41 points in the game's opening quarter. Our coverage today is brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley at any time at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Eli Stepp, couple touchdowns. Dawson Moulton, a couple touchdowns. Cale Holm, two passing touchdowns, both of them to Luke Anderson. So everybody getting in on the action. Everybody eating, as they say.
Yeah, Luke having a good, great day. Great day.
First and 10 from midfield. Single receivers left and right for Cale Holm. Holm back to pass. Throws over the middle. He's got Anderson again. And Anderson is dragged down inside the 35-yard line down to the 33. Luke Anderson actually getting up a little gingerly there, too. Yeah. I think maybe the ankle got twisted around. He's going to have to come out of this game. Will Budzinski will come in, and hopefully Luke's all right.
Yeah, he's, it doesn't look like too bad, but...
He's kind of got twisted up there on the tackle.
Yeah, but he's definitely a key part to this offense, for sure. And defense.
We appreciate our video operator, Sam Aberle, for the Wogo Sports live stream tonight. Audio producer back at the home base in Halley, Colin Nichols. A spin out of the backfield for Dawson Moulton. Cutting outside the numbers. Moulton stops and starts at the 23-yard line and spun down to a knee right near the line to gain at the 23-yard line. Gain of 10 for Dawson Moulton, who averages 13 yards per carry coming into this contest. Of course, he helped his average with that 69-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage for the Macs.
Yeah, that's an amazing average per carry right there.
For an
there.
Entire season.
Oh, just my goodness. That is insane.
Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Three wide, Cale Holm rolling out to his right, now dodging in the backfield, coming back the other way, looking to tuck and run. Now he'll throw last minute, got a man on the 15-yard line, 5-10 to the end zone, touchdown! Dawson Moulton on the ground and through the air. It's 47-6, McDonald.
I think Justin thought that was going to be a run play and ended up getting away with being 10 yards down the field.
Oh, gotcha.
Didn't see any flags fly.
You know, that defensive end was playing that perfectly. He was running Cale down, and then Cale turned around. He just flat out missed him. I thought he was going to blow him up, but no, just flat out missed him. And I was like, is Cale actually going to run the ball here? But he threw it.
Bobbled Moulton back to Cale Holm. Now he's going to throw in a broken play, going to the back corner of the end zone. Wide open, Eli Stepp! And even on a broken play, McDonald scores 49-6 on the two-point conversion. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
.532 remaining before the half. It's 49-6. McDonald. Cale Holm, his third touchdown pass, throws a two-point conversion pass just for good measure.
So they did take the two-point conversion off the board because I guess they called Mason illegally downfield, but that was the wrong call. Mason was eligible.
Maybe just to make up for it.
That's kind of what we were saying on the sideline down here.
Yeah. You know, maybe, hey, let's put that one in the playbook, huh?
Absolutely.
It looked pretty good.
Bobble the snap.
Yes.
Roll and roll out, shovel it back to Cale Holm, and then look back corner for Eli Stepp.
New Auburn's just, you know, I mean, plays like that just break your morale, you know. It's just like, what do we got to do to get a positive play out here? So.
Lone touchdown on the board was a 50-yard pass for New Auburn. Kick angling over to Lang at the 15-yard line. Lang trying to accelerate across the 25 up to the 30, and that's where New Auburn will start. First and 10. Clock rapidly winding down. About 5:19 to play here in the first half. New Auburn will start first and 10. And a sun-soaked, beautiful fall afternoon here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Splashes of color in the trees all around the neighborhood. Sawyer Jones, the senior, takes a waist-high snap, flares it out right side in the flat. He has lots and lots, falls forward for a gain of 5, maybe even 6 on first down. Positive play for the Trojans. They average 28.5 points per game coming into this contest, and over 160 yards on the ground and through the air. Very even, very balanced offensively. We haven't seen them run the ball a lot here today.
No, they're behind the chains so often, and the only reason really to run would just be kind of to keep us honest. But they've been hurting themselves with some penalties, and it's just been second and long, third and long, fourth, punt the ball. So not much opportunity to run.
Second and 4 after the gain of 6 on first down. Twin receivers left. Lots wide to the right. Back to pass at Sawyer Jones. He's looking for Lots. Got him cutting across the middle at midfield. Dragged down in McDonald territory at the 43-yard line by Isaac Crawford. Good pitch and catch there. Colton Lots on the receiving end. The 6'3" senior.
Really nice ball there. Right on target, right on the numbers. And we're just a little bit behind it.
Well, River Country Co-op is proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember to gas up at the River Country Co-op Spirit Pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls, where a percentage of every sale goes towards McDonald Athletics. The River Country Spirit Pump, again, River Street in Chippewa Falls, thanks to River Country Co-op. First and 10 from the McDonald 43. For New Auburn. Sawyer Jones changing something at the line. Jones floats it right side, reaching up and making the catch. Nice play by Chester Lang at the 30-yard line. Lang inside the coverage of Dawson Moulton. Contested catch. A couple nice pass plays in a row, Grant.
Yeah, they're the last two plays they've made some adjustments, or they're audibling at the line, and those are a couple plays that they finally kind of connected on, been on the same page.
This quarterback has a lot of experience, and I think that allows him to do that. You don't see much audibling in high school.
Lot split out to the right. Jones flares it down the left sideline, and he is looking for number 2, Austin Ebner, but good coverage provided on the play by Cale Holm, and the pass was a little off target. Second down coming up. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
And, you know, he's seems like the past few plays here, he's had some time to throw the ball, so it makes a huge difference.
Everybody in type for Jones. And Jones just has to eat it. I don't know if he was looking to pitch that one out to Chester Lang, but
yeah,
Jones taken down.
Something happened there. That was definitely a broken play.
Make it third and long. Again, running clock. Minute 26 and counting to go here in the opening half. McDonald scored 41 of their 49 points in the opening quarter. And New Auburn's still huddling up here.
I think New Auburn's content with trying to make this the last drive of the first half.
Especially considering how often McDonald scored on a single play here today. So third and long, Jones back to pass, heavy pressure. Jones floats it out right side, right over the top of his receiver. He was looking for Bo Palmer. Good coverage over there by Bolton. 48 seconds again, clock not stopping on an incomplete pass.
And I understand that feeling of just wanting the half to end. Me and my brother Drew coached this 7th and 8th graders, and we had a game get away from us, and you're just like, can it just be halftime?
Yeah.
But I also got to wish my daughter a happy birthday today.
Okay.
Yeah, Delaney, she's 18. Golden birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to Delaney. Happy golden birthday. And that great senior class for McDonald this year. Years go by very quickly. Fourth and 12, an early movement on the far side from Ebner. And that's going to make fourth and 12, fourth and 17. But it does not look like New Auburn will get another playoff. So a first half pretty much dominated by the home team at the break. It's McDonald 49, New Auburn 6. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll get at least some of the highlights ready for you at the half. There were a lot of them on the McDonald side. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Max Playoff Football on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Halftime here in Grayfield in Chippewa Falls. 11:40 and so to go before the third quarter begins. It will be a running clock to start the third quarter as McDonald rips off 41 points in the game's opening quarter and leading at the break 49-6. over the New Auburn Trojans in this level 1 8-player playoff game. And again, impressive in a lot of different facets here.
Yeah, that offense just looks so good right now. I mean, they're getting it done in all phases of the offense, passing, running, multiple different players getting involved. So it's looking super, super crisp. Defense, you know, just looking ahead, I think we've been exposed a little bit on the passing, and if we come up against a team that can run it a little bit better than New Auburn can, but has that ability to pass, you know, and keep our linebackers in, you know, it could be a factor.
And again, every team you play in the regular season, postseason as well, too, you're hoping that you learn something from it and get better from it. And sometimes when a game is a little bit of a runaway, it can feel like, well, did we actually get better out of that? But I think so far, credit to New Auburn and what they've done offensively. They've, again, like you mentioned, exposed a few maybe weaker points and what's been a pretty strong defensive effort, but a few breakdowns here and there and some great building blocks, coaching points for Coach Maloney and his staff.
Yep, definitely something to look at film, but got to give a lot of credit to that quarterback. He's throwing some really good balls. But still, there are some things there that I think we're going to want to take a look at.
Scoring summary went like this with 9:42 remaining in the first quarter, a 69-yard touchdown run by Dawson Moulton. Then with 7:31 left in the first, an 8-yard touchdown run by Moulton. With 5:03 in the first quarter, 34-yard touchdown run by Eli Stepp. After that, McDonald up 21-0, but New Auburn did strike back. 4:01 left in the first, a 50-yard touchdown pass to Chester Lang from Sawyer Jones. Then with 3:52 remaining in the first quarter, a 65-yard touchdown pass from Cale Holm to Luke Anderson. With 1:08 left in the first, a 26-yard Eli Stepp run with 68-yard touchdown pass from Holm to Anderson. Followed that up, and then with 5:32 left in the second, a 23-yard touchdown pass to Moulton from Cale Holm. Third touchdown pass of the afternoon for Cale Holm. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. We've got a lot of highlights. You'll hear all those scoring plays coming up in three on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Playoff Football.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald Athletic Programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Royal Credit Union's 4.00% APY 12-month certificate has guaranteed returns at maturity and no minimum opening balance for fast and easy opening. Are you saving for college, wedding, retirement, or a large purchase? Reach your savings goals faster and open a 4.00% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 9/29/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
It's
a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a plumber.
Not all heroes wear capes. In fact, some of them show up in a work shirt from Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Because when you have an older home, maybe with tight crawl spaces or hard to reach pipes, plumbing problems can be a huge source of stress. And you need a company that's unafraid to get their hands dirty and get the job done. So call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
McDonald leading 49-6 at the half of this level one WIA 8-player playoff game. Let's take a listen to how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports.
It's not what you wanted if you're New Auburn.
So Cale Holm, senior signal caller under center, first and 10 from the 31-yard line. Give to Dawson Moulton, and look out. Moulton at the 40-yard line, 45 in a foot race, and they won't catch him. Moulton is going to go all the way to the house, 69 yards on one play, and McDonald leads 6-0.
Yeah, you know, you probably don't see a lot of speed like Dawson Moulton has, and if you let him get the edge, there's not many people that are going to catch him. And he's got a lot of talent, you know, on both sides of the ball.
Stepp also leads the team in tackles and TFLs. First and goal from the 8. So it is officially a 19-yard run for Eli Stepp. Holm, toss play. Dawson Moulton following his blocking. Burst to the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald. It's 13-0.
Coming downhill. So and not biting on any fakes or anything like that. Just doing your job, staying disciplined.
Second and 17 now. Further behind the sticks, the Trojans backed up to their own 42-yard line. Sawyer Jones, immediate heavy pressure, throws over the middle. It's intercepted with one hand by Dawson Moulton. And Moulton sprinting down the sideline, dragged out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Dawson Moulton snares it out of the air with a single hand. And McDonald in business once again.
It was actually, that was actually a really good play call because Eli blitzed, so the middle of the field was open. Just threw it behind his receiver, and Dawson able to stretch out an arm and one arm and haul it in.
And
kind of ended up just blocking it into his own arm, so worked out nice.
Dawson Moulton, 2 touchdowns and a pick already. First and 10 from the Trojans, 34. Best-looking drive for New Auburn, stymied by the turnover. Eli Stepp takes it around the right end. Look out, off to the races. So long, Stepp! 34-yard touchdown romp for Eli, and it's 20-0 McDonald.
Great block by Luke right there. I gave him some grief because on the previous Eli carry, he did not finish his block, and Eli got tackled. So great work by Luke.
Erie Catholic School's photo booth, Halloween of the Y, a spooktacular event. Again, 3:30 to 6 this Thursday, October 23rd. Wear your costume. Come trick-or-treat throughout this community event. Fun games, activities, Halloween surprises, and again, a McDonald Erie Catholic School's photo booth. Learn more about McDonald. Pass to Luke Anderson, and Anderson off to the races. It's going to be a 65-yard touchdown toss on one play. And the Max right back out in front.
Looking kid right there. He looks very strong, very tough.
Listed for sure. As an offensive and defensive lineman, but again, split out there, eligible receiver. And gain of 12 on first down. Man in motion left to right. Jet sweep. This time they do run the reverse. McDonald sniffs it out, snuffs it out. Eli Stepp, Luke Anderson, blow it up.
Great play by Luke Anderson. Just coming in and just making, breaking down and making a good tackle on that.
Anderson split out to the left. I formation, give straight up the middle. Eli Stepp runs into the referee, knocks him down, and still sprints to the end zone for a 26-yard touchdown. Eli Stepp taking out everyone and taking it to the end zone for 6. Hillholm brings them up to the line. First and 10 from the 32. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Eli Stepp in the backfield. Flared out to Luke Anderson. Anderson, good block from Moulton. Anderson takes off, and look out! So long, Luke Anderson! Bye-bye! ending the quarter with a bang. 68 yards to the house. Sports, visit StelcherIncorporated.com. That's StelcherIncorporated.com. Three wide, Cale Holm rolling out to his right. Now dodging in the backfield, coming back the other way, looking to tuck and run. Now he'll throw last minute. Got a man on the 15-yard line. 5-10 to the end zone. Touchdown! Dawson Moulton on the ground and through the air. It's 47-6, McDonald.
And Cale turned around. He just flat out missed him. I thought he was going to blow him up. But, no, just flat out missed him. And I was like, is Cale actually going to run the ball here? But he threw it.
Bobbled Moulton back to Cale Holm. Now he's going to throw on a broken play, going to the back corner of the end zone. Wide open, Eli Stepp! And even on a broken play, McDonald scores 49-6 on the two-point conversion. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. And that's how the first half sounded. We'll take a three-minute break here on WOGO Sports. Back in 3 minutes, McDonald leading big over New Auburn at halftime, 49-6. Back after this on WOGO Sports.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Just about to start the second half here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, and Grant Smisky, your WOGO Sports broadcast team. You're invited to the St. Charles Primary School Open House and Soup Supper. Put it on your calendar Wednesday, November 20th, 5 to 7 p.m. at St. Charles Primary School in Chippewa Falls. Open to inquiring new and current Max families. Learn more about Max preschool and primary school programs. A warm and welcoming evening soup supper. Again, a cozy meal of friends and family in an open house. Visit your child's classroom. See what the amazing 3K through 2nd grade students have been learning. A great opportunity to connect with teachers, staff, and other families in the Max community. Again, McDonough area Catholic schools, the St. Charles Primary School Open House and Soup Supper coming up Wednesday, November 20th, 5 to 7 o'clock. You know, it's not real cold, but soup sounds really good.
It does. It's just, I think it's just that kind of that time of year, right? You kind of get into soup mode here. So, yeah, it's like that perfect day. It's just kind of in between, like, if you're in the shade, maybe you want to have a sweatshirt on, but if you're out in the sun, a t-shirt probably do just fine. So just a perfect afternoon, that's for sure.
Beautiful fall afternoon. Things looking pretty good for McDonald as well, too. Two quarters to go. It is a running clock. They lead 49-6 here in their level one playoff game. Of course, if McDonald is able to secure the victory here today, they will stay at Duray next Friday night for level two.
You know, one thing we haven't talked too much about, we were kind of struggling with our extra points, and we hit the first few right off, and then we missed two in a row. So that is one thing you'd really like to see it be just more automatic.
Sawyer Jones drives this one back to the 30-yard line, cutting laterally across the field, turning the corner at the 35. The 40-yard line is Noah Smisky. And Smisky, a return of about 10 yards, maybe 11. And McDonald will start first and 10. Coming up after the game in our post-class post-game show, we'll name the Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls at 715-210-8699. Attorney Kerry Kelm and the Kelm Law Firm.
One guy to beat there for Noah, and he would have been off to the races.
Yeah.
Seth, Caleb, I just want to say hi, guys. Thank you for what you're doing.
Well, hi, and you're welcome. How often do we get in-player interviews?
Yeah,
guys?
Not often.
He's been itching to say something all season.
Gotcha.
Well, honestly, the camera froze up when he wanted when that whole 6-7 thing was just starting. Isaac and Eli were right on top of it and wanted to do it on camera, and it froze up. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Second and 10 for McDonald. Gain of 3 on first down on the carry up to the 44-yard line.
Looks like Desian, I think that would be his first carry of the day.
It would be. And good again to see Luke Anderson out there running around after he was kind of tackled awkwardly earlier and limped off, but right back out there. Receivers left and right. Back to pass, Cale Holm. He'll float it out to Desian Matthews. At midfield, Desian hits the brakes, gets the first down, has about a yard to spare. Roll down there. And McDonald will have a first and 10 in plus territory.
Nobody followed Desian out of the backfield that time, and he was wide open. So, just, you know, it's there's we have a lot of weapons to contain. And
talk about things you put on tape. The last game that I broadcast for McDonald, we got to see, we were treated to seeing Desian's speed as well, too.
Yeah,
he had about a 60-yard touchdown run.
A lot of depth with this senior class.
First and 10 from the 48. Toss play left side. That's Moulton. Speaking of speed, Moulton inside the 40-yard line. Breaking tacklers, taking Trojans with him down to the 36. And I don't know if we've credited a lot. We should. We'll go down the field here with Grant Smisky. But up front, again, McDonald just very, very stout. And we got to credit the big fellas for some of the holes that they've been opening up.
Yeah, they've been moving people around. They've been doing their assignments. And it's been really good opening up lanes for Eli and Dawson all day so far.
It'll be a first and 10 from the 36-yard line in New Auburn territory for McDonald. 3 minutes gone by here already in the third quarter. Cale Holm back to pass. Good fake on the play action. He rolls out right side. Almost intercepted as he threw it behind Smisky. And a golden opportunity at a pick there for Austin Ebner.
I think Cale was kind of caught in between who he should throw to there.
Yeah, so he threw it right in the middle, right where the defender was.
Yep.
Kind of looked like. And he had a lot of time. Good pass blocking up front by the O-line that time. He had plenty of time back there.
Well, River Country Co-op is proud to support our community. Download the River Country Co-op app for savings. And remember, gas up at that River Country Co-op spirit pump on River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every sale goes towards McDonald Athletics. Second and 10. Cale Holm back to pass again. Holm looking over the middle. He's got Anderson. Anderson cutting laterally across the 20-yard line and pushed out of bounds in the red zone at the 19-yard line.
Once again, just all kinds of time. They're not rushing too hard right now. And if that keeps up, Cale's going to have his pick of receivers out there.
Already has thrown three touchdown passes this afternoon, Cale Holm. Our coverage today brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halling at any time at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. First and 10. Now at the 19-yard line, I formation behind Cale Holm. Rises and fires, looking for Caden Boos out there, and threw it just a little bit behind him. He's one of the 13 seniors for Coach Mark Maloney.
Yeah, nice to see, Caden getting a shot there. Anything can happen when you catch the ball, and a good chance he would have had some room to go, run.
Actually, I think we had a penalty on that play, maybe some early movement, so second and 14 it becomes. Luke Anderson has single coverage out on the left side. I formation, right side give to Isaac Crawford. And Crawford, who we just had join us on the broadcast, is back out there playing and puts his nose into the pile, pushes the pack down close to the 15. Third and long for McDonald. First third and long, I believe, that they faced today.
Yeah, they're for sure. This is probably the longest drive we've had all day.
49-6, they lead again with a running clock here. We are almost to the halfway point of the third quarter already. McDonald up by 43, looking for more.
Yep, I'm just starting to. We'll probably slowly see them bring in kind of like the JV players here as we move along.
Third and 7 with Crawford in motion left to right. They'll fake it to him on the jet sweep. Cale Holm floats one to the end zone. Wide open touchdown, Luke Anderson. Anderson, a trifecta of TDs, and the fourth touchdown toss of the night for Cale Holm.
Great throw by Cale there. Once again, plenty of time, and Luke is just such a weapon. Luke's a big kid. Like, you go down and you stand next to him, and it just, he's got some good size, and he's bigger than David was, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's taller, and his frame is much bigger.
Yeah, he's a big dude, so he is going to be, he is and will continue to be a big, big part of McDonald's offense moving forward.
Snap spot kick is good. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald leading 56-6 on Wogo Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Crawford, the run up and the right footed kick, drives it back to the 10-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes, 15-20 yard line, up to the 25, stretching, leaning forward to the 27. Good return for the Trojans. They trail 56-6 after the fourth touchdown pass of the afternoon by Cale Holm, third touchdown reception of the afternoon by Luke Anderson. McDonald averages 53.3 points per game coming in, and they put 56 on the board already for Luke Anderson. It was his 11th touchdown catch. They a little slowly in terms of the passing game, just didn't attempt a lot of passes.
No, they didn't. They were very, very run-heavy. Probably at least 80 to 90% of their offense was run the first few games of the season there.
So Sawyer Jones, the senior, the three wide. Twins left, single receiver right. Jones back to pass, looking right, fires a dart through the hands of his intended receiver, looking for Colton Lotz.
I think that ball might have been in the sun a little bit. Hard for him to see that, locate the ball.
Good mustard on that throw as well, too. Just, I think we've all been impressed with Sawyer Jones and his ability as a quarterback. Calm in the pocket, just throws a really good ball and a variety of arm angles as well.
Yeah, I've definitely been impressed with him today. He's it's been probably pretty much about 95% of their offense is what they get through the air.
Now they'll give it to the up back out of an I formation up to the 31, maybe 32-yard line. Luke Anderson getting up off the bottom of that pile with others. Up to the 32.
And I don't think we talked about it too much, but it looks for the most part that we're a healthy team right now, too.
Trying to find something.
Than Gavin Smisky being on a cart out there, we're sitting pretty good.
Hand off right side and ushered out of bounds is Colton Lang. And Gavin's getting around pretty well on that cart. Unfortunately, still in the boot as well, but motoring around with leg power.
Yeah, just kind of a fluke accident. It was some backyard football on X. He was trying to sack Grant. And he broke his foot.
Tough to do. We'll wish him a speedy recovery. A 4th and 5. Lots to punt. Gets the left foot into this one. Eli Stepp will stay away from because of the sun, and it takes a really nice New Auburn roll all the way inside the 15-yard line. It is still trickling down inside the 12. What a great kick with a very friendly roll for the visiting team. Just over 3 minutes to play, 56-6 McDonald here on WOGO Sports. First downs tonight brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. And coming up after the game, our post-glass post-game show. Post-Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Appreciate our audio producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley for the radio broadcast. Colin Nichols, on-site camera operator, video producer, is Sam Aberley. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Seth Smisky, Grant Smisky on the sidelines for WOGO Sports on a 1st and 10 from their own 11-yard line. Handoff up the middle. New Auburn stout between the tackles. And Dessian Matthews up close to the 15.
Yeah, really good play because, at this point in the game, that's exactly what we want to do there. A nice run up the middle, 5 yards. Let's just concentrate on taking time off the clock and get out of here with no injuries and everybody healthy and thinking about the next game.
Boost out to the left, Luke Anderson to the right. High formation behind Cale Holm under center on a 2nd and 6. Holm rises, goes out to Boost. Nice catch at the 23-yard line. Pass the 25 for a first down. Rolled up to the 30-yard line. Caden Boost moves the sticks for McDonald. Nice job catching that one with his hands, not his body, and turning north-south.
How much longer do you think they keep some of these starters in, Grant?
I think this is probably their last drive, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need to push it at this point.
No, not at all.
Single receiver to the left. Crawford into the line. Got what he could. Rapidly getting down to the end of quarter number 3. The 50-point lead for McDonald here in this Level 1 playoff game. Assuming, of course, the score holds, McDonald will be back here at Duray on Friday night. We'll have that for you on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and on Facebook. Chi High on Friday nights. on the radio and on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel simultaneously. We'll be down facing Wanakee, an 8-seed against a 1-seed. Some simultaneous live football video streams on Friday night. Volleyball coming up as well. Pass flared out into the flat. Luke Anderson. Anderson with a stiff arm at the 45-yard line. Ushered out of bounds with 26 seconds left. Luke Anderson adding to his impressive tally today.
Auburn definitely more ready for that play right there.
Scored on it earlier from what, 65 yards out? 68, I think.
Yeah, they definitely defended it a lot better that time.
That should take us to the end of quarter number three. The final frame ahead in 60 seconds. We're back in 1 minute. This is McDonald Playoff Football.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Winning. A rush of exhilaration. Winning. The triumph of victory. Winning. Bringing home what you've always wanted.
Hey, bidder, 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 bidder. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. We sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions run 24/7. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus. Be a winner.
The fourth quarter begins here at Jarray Field in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, along with Grant Smisky. 12 minutes on the clock. McDonald with the football, leading 56-6. Cale Holm, counter play. Caden Boos again, and Boos at the 50, 45-40. Boos inside the 35-yard line, down to the 30. The senior doing some work here in the second half.
Yeah, good tough running right there. And it's nice to see him getting in there and getting an opportunity and making the most of it.
Down to the 30-yard line.
Just listening to the jump around song there. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of jumping around today at the Badger game.
I was going to say, if everyone's trying to get this game done early so they can watch the Badgers, maybe think of some different afternoon plans.
Yeah, I'll definitely have some different ones. Unfortunately, my family is they're all Ohio State fans.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. You know, I don't even talk about it. What's the point, right?
It's just
what's the point?
First and 10, McDonald from the 30. I formation. Toss play left side. Weaving his way. Following his blocking is Crawford. A stiff arm at the 20-yard line. Twisted out of bounds into the red zone. Isaac Crawford. Strong carry for McDonald, the junior. Puts the max at the 19. Trying to cross that 60-point threshold once again on the season. McDonald has hit 60 or more points on four different occasions. Season high of 66, tied last week against Thorpe.
Eli come back in the game here.
Step already has a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
Desian Matthews in front of him as the fullback. Anderson out to the left. Toss play right side, and Eli Stepp going to throw it back to Holm, and Holm is wide open. The catch, the five, the end zone, touchdown. Cale Holm on the Philly special from Eli Stepp, and it's 62-6, McDonald.
Coach Winger just said that that's the JV special, not the Philly special.
Okay, all right. That to me right there seems like, here, we might run this play. We'll give you one more thing to get prepared for.
10:14 left to go. Cale Holm for the PAT out of the hold of Dawson Moulton. Snap, spot, kick is too low. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the McDonald football team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over two decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Six McDonald, new kicker out there in place of Isaac Crawford.
I think this is
is that Colton Meyer out there?
It is.
Colton Meyer, the sophomore. Good kick. Sends it back to the 16-yard line. Straight ahead between the hashes. Big collision. Caden Boost. We've been calling his name a lot in the second half. In on that stop. Noah Smisky also there.
You know, Caden. Caden's one of those players that he would be playing a lot of minutes on
most
lot of different
other teams. Yeah,
exactly. You know, I mean, this senior class, there's a lot of depth.
I mean, when you have 13 seniors and mm-hmm. eight positions available at any
For
given
sure.
time.
Yep.
First and 10 for New Auburn from their own 26-yard line, trailing 62-6. Sawyer Jones calling for the ball. Shovels it out right side. Pretty well blocked there by New Auburn. Across the 30-yard line. Up to maybe the 31. Good carry that time for Lang, number 24. And Chester Lang is just a junior, so he'll be back. Colton Lotz and Sawyer Jones among a fine senior class for head coach Wayne North. Enjoyed chatting with Coach North before the game, reminiscing about my time in the New Auburn Community Choir. Back in the day, kid growing up in Rice Lake, and yeah, that's my connection to New
gotcha.
Auburn.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, no, good for you. Just
handoff right up the middle to number 50, Arthur Lang, just a freshman. And, of course, New Auburn as well, too. This late in the broadcast, forgot to bring it up, but that T-Mobile contest, New Auburn ended up being a finalist in that, too, and just a great job by their community coming together and support that nationwide contest, and great to see a Wisconsin school on the map there. Lang on the carry, left side, being pursued, turning the corner across the 45-yard line. There's a late flag coming from behind the play. Could be potentially in the area of a face mask or horse collar.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. I guess I didn't know what that contest, what was it about?
It was a chance for T-Mobile to donate a lot of money to high school, and potentially I think it was up to $1 million for a school. And I, to be honest, I probably should have researched where New Auburn ended up, but they ended up being a nationwide finalist. And so it's a contest T-Mobile does to help a school get better facilities, better equipment for their football teams. And yeah, New Auburn ended up, I think, being one of the top 25 in the nation just in terms of their community support and voting.
Wow, that's impressive.
So first and 10, New Auburn, after the 15-yard penalty, is marched off at the 39-yard line of McDonald. Jones calls for the ball. It skips right in front of him. Jones maintains his composure, floats it out right side, got a man inside the 34-yard line. And Grant, as a former quarterback, I think that is one of the most impressive plays we have seen Sawyer Jones make all day today. I mean, that one was right at his shoelaces, and he never lost his composure, kept his eyes downfield.
Grant's not hearing us, I guess, but yeah, I will comment on that now. Yeah, definitely. Just and he like ducked down and somebody missed him. So yeah, great. He's so good.
And a gain of 7. Sawyer Jones, just really impressive. Two men in motion at the same time. Yeah. The flag will fly. Chester Lang is going to turn the corner at the 30-yard line, get a first down, but this one is going to be coming back. Clock again still continuing its descent. Almost to the halfway point of the fourth quarter. We'll have the post-class post-game show coming up after the game. We'll name our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Carrie Kelm for your best defense off the field. Choose Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls. You can call attorney Carrie Kelm at 715-210-8699. That'll march New Auburn back to the 38-yard line. So we are now officially under 6 minutes to go. Back to pass once again, Sawyer Jones. Floats it right side. He's got a man open. Could see a play come out. No. Good coverage, they'll say, down the field. Nathan Bogus out there running with Colton Lotz.
Yeah, definitely. It didn't come out there, a flag, but good for us.
Third and long. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Don't forget to look for those WOGO Sports highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance. In Chippewa Falls, there's going to be a lot to choose from this afternoon's game. Third and eight, Sawyer Jones. Ducks trying to go straight ahead, floats it out right side, and I think we'll see another horse collar tackle penalty called against McDonald as Jones pops back up, but he was being taken down.
I think you're right.
Fashion.
You know, and the biggest thing there is you just got to let go. You got to let go.
It's a horse collar, second horse collar penalty on this drive against McDonald, and that'll be a first and 10. And the Trojans trying to get at least one more score in here before the end of the game. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, one of the great sponsors making these broadcasts possible all throughout the season. So grateful. All the sponsors you see and hear during our radio and video broadcasts of Chi-High McDonald Athletics. Of course, pioneering our volleyball coverage this fall as well. A playoff volleyball on Thursday and hopefully Saturday nights, and again two players in motion at the same time for New Auburn, kind of getting some deja vu here.
Yeah,
I think
they got the timeout called maybe before they committed that penalty.
They did. Yep.
So we'll take a 30-second break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome back. McDonald Football on WOGO Sports. Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley for 25 years. You can call Holly at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Coming out of the New Auburn timeout, the Trojans will have a first and 10 knocking on the door of the red zone, trailing McDonald 62-6 here in this Level 1 playoff game. Caleb Swenson, Seth Smisky, Grant Smisky, your WOGO Sports broadcast team. Laying in motion right to left. Jet sweep fakes the reverse and bottled up very quickly. Far side of the field. I believe that was Noah Smisky who ran him down, not fooled again by the reverse threat.
Good job staying disciplined and making a good tackle there. It's just, you know, at the high school, well, even at the pro level, I mean, it's just like it's all those fakes and stuff. It's hard to stay disciplined and stay on your guy, and good job there by the defense.
So second and 9 after the gain of just 1, 22-yard line. Jones back to pass. Jones pumps, throws right side. Almost a brilliant catch with the left hand, and then almost an interception as Lotz had it for a moment. Then it bounced out of his hands, and Colton Meyer had a chance to pick it.
He had good time there. That was probably one of, you know, a rare throw that he'd probably like to have back there.
Under 3 minutes to go in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If Grant's willing, we'll have him chat with Coach Mark Maloney afterward to see what Coach thought about the effort from his team here today. leading by 56 right now. We'll see if this holds. This is a Wildcat look now for Lang. Lang going to keep it himself right up the middle. He's got a big gap inside the 10-yard line to the 5, fighting inside down to the 2-yard line. First time we've seen the Trojans go Wildcat, and an apropos time for it. A gain of 20 yards.
I don't know if the defense recognized that or not, but I know a lot of people in the stands did. I could hear them yelling, quarterbacks out, but yeah, too big of a hole right up the middle there. It should have been fairly obvious.
First and goal from the 3. Bring them all in tight. Now Jones going to keep it himself and the senior into the end zone for the touchdown. 62-12. And you have to feel good for Sawyer Jones, the effort that he's made here today. A chance to keep one himself at the end and get one final score to cap off his fine career as a Trojan.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely, you know, proved today that he can throw that ball around and just a good athlete. You know, all around. So good for him being able to score one last touchdown there. Looks
Lots.
Like he's the kicker.
Yeah, he's
here.
The place kicker as well. There's a little of everything.
Yeah.
The kick through the uprights. It's good. 62-13. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
My name is Carrie Kelm, and I'm a proud 1993 graduate of Chippewa Falls High School and the owner of Kelm Law Firm in downtown Chippewa Falls. Our firm specializes in family law, including divorce, custody and placement issues, and adoption, as well as criminal defense and restraining orders. With over 2 decades of experience, Kelm Law Firm has the playbook you need for success in the courtroom. Call or text 715-210-8699 for a consultation. For the best defense off the field, call Kelm Law Firm.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Sawyer Jones, who just scored the touchdown, will handle the kickoff duties for New Auburn. They trail 62-13. Onside kick, bouncing still loose and picked up on a run at the 43-yard line. Noah Smisky was one broken tackle away from taking the onside kick the distance. There's a minute 52 and counting left in this level one playoff game.
Yeah, Noah's he's got to work on that one move.
Isaac Crawford comes to the sideline as Nathan Bogus, the junior out there under center for Coach Mark Maloney. Ball the 48, there's out of midfield for the Max. I formation backfield behind the junior Bogus. Hand off left side and a lot of running room inside the 40-yard line, inside the 35, and down close to the 32.
Von Elbovi,
the sophomore. Under a minute to go in moments. Max up by 49. They scored 41 of their 62 in the game's opening quarter. Smisky and Bovey in the backfield in that I formation. Nathan Bogus will drop to a knee. And that should be just about enough here for the Max as they get a hand from the McDonald faithful here in the squad. Comes to the line one more time. Bogus will take one final knee. Drops to a knee, and that will end it as the final 20 seconds will trickle away. Your final score here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Your Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Max 62, the New Auburn Trojans 13. McDonald moves to 8-1 on the season and advances to a level 2 8-player playoff game on Friday night right back here at Duray. And we'll have it for you on WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes down on the field at the Post-Class Post-Game Show. Grant Smiske talking with head coach Mark Maloney. That's ahead in 3 minutes. Post-Class Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Back in three, McDonald Football and WOGO Sports. The Max win at 62-13.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Citizens of Chippewa, the gauntlet has been thrown. River Country Co-op has Chi High and McDonald Spirit Gas Pumps located on West River Street in Chippewa Falls. A percentage of every pump goes toward Chi High or McDonald Athletic Programs. Download the River Country Co-op app and save every day with rewards. Refuel after the game and get 2 for $13 Ovenworks Pizza. Don't forget 5-cent Tuesdays or 3 cents every day at the pump. Blue or red, pick your pump. River Country Co-op.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. McDonald wins it in level 1, 62-13 down on the field. Grant Smiske with head coach Mark Maloney.
Coach, a lot of times in this first round of the playoffs, sometimes you see the really good teams kind of struggle, or maybe they think that they're going to win. But today, I guess, you guys just took it right to them right from the start.
Yeah, I know. Our offense was really hitting on all cylinders today, and that was good to see. We showed a little bit of weakness in our defensive backs, but that was great. I mean, Auburn threw the ball nicely out there, and that's what we needed to work on. We needed to see that so we can improve on that. So, we got a little bit of improvement to do there, but, overall, the kids played very, very well.
Yeah, and you guys, obviously, I think, is it Clayton or Holcomb next week?
It's either Clayton
or Almost
playing
North
or Solon Springs.
Solon Springs, okay. Yeah. I mean, you guys have played Clayton already, and Solon Springs, I know we've got film on them from the past. Do you have any thoughts on that next round coming up?
I don't. I mean, it's another home game for us, which is awesome. So we'll be back here Friday night. And again, it doesn't matter who it is. If it's Clayton, I mean, we've already taken care of them once. But again, it's hard to come back after somebody twice, right? Right. It's just we got to prepare. We got to come at them. And we just got to have a really good week of practice this week, and we'll take on whoever it is going to be. I heard an early report that it was 8-0 at halftime. Clayton was ahead, and that was a little surprising. I thought they'd do a little bit better, but who knows what's going on up there. You know, maybe they got people dinged up. I don't know.
For sure.
But,
all right, well, thanks, Coach. Right. Good one.
Thank you, Grant Smiski, as always, for patrolling the sidelines for us here on WOGO Sports, our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We have a few highlights for you, again, in a running clock situation, not as many in the second half. Well, we've got a few for you coming up. But first, it's time for that Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. I'll give you my nominee, and you give me yours, and we can decide between the two. But honestly, a huge play early in the game was that interception by Dawson Moulton, and I was really impressed. You think of Dawson just as such a great offensive threat, but I think we were both really impressed at his coverage against a team that passes the ball very well. Dawson had at least a couple passes defended and had some great, just really sticky coverage, and so I was really impressed with him tonight.
Yeah, great minds think alike, Caleb.
Well, there we go.
That's
all right.
Exactly what I was thinking. Yep, for sure. So, yeah, Dawson just, you know, we haven't seen him get out in coverage too much, but he did today, and he did a fantastic job.
So that's our Kelm Law Firm Defensive Player of the Game, again brought to you by attorney Kerry Kelm. For the best defense off the field, contact attorney Kerry Kelm, Kelm Law Firm in Chippewa Falls, 715-210-8699. 62-13, our final score. Looking for some other scores here before we bid you adieu. Did see that Gilman did take care of business as expected on the other side of that bracket, 66-0. Here's your second half highlights, how it sounded on WOGO Sports.
Totally see them bringing kind of like the JV players here as we move along.
Third and seven with Crawford in motion left to right. They'll fake it to him on the jet sweep. Cale Holm floats one to the end zone. Wide open touchdown, Luke Anderson. Anderson, a trifecta of TDs, and the fourth touchdown toss of the night for Cale Holm.
Great.
Swenson, Seth Smiski along with Grant Smiski. 12 minutes on the clock. McDonald with the football, leading 56-6. Cale Holm, counter play. Caden Boos again, and Boos at the 50, 45, 40. Boos inside the 35-yard line, down to the 30. The senior doing some.
Eli come back in the game here.
Step already has a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
Desian Matthews in front of him as the fullback. Anderson out to the left. Toss play right side, and Eli Stepp going to throw it back to Holm, and Holm is wide open. The catch, the 5, the end zone, touchdown. Cale Holm on the Philly special from Eli Stepp, and it's 62-6, McDonald. And the final score would be 62-13. Again, McDonald scoring 41 of their 62 in the opening quarter. That's about ready for us to tie a bow on this one from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Update that we're seeing on Twitter. Clayton was leading Northwood Solon Springs 14-6 at the end of the third quarter. So that one was tight. And so I guess looking at seeding, you kind of presume that Clayton's going to be the one to come here for the second time this season on Friday night. But we'll wait to see on that one. But as Coach Maloney just said, it's really not about who you're playing at this point. It's about, again, having a good week of practice and being ready to go when the lights shine bright on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, at Clayton, you just got to be like, oh, man, McDonald again, because I think that would be, you know, we beat them twice last year, once already this year, and we see them again.
Yeah.
And they would really like to get that monkey off their back, I'm sure, and take it to us one time. But
well,
we'll see.
Again, ever since they beat us in the postseason, it just kind of seems like McDonald's had a score to settle and has certainly done so. Looking ahead again on our WOGO sports calendar, simultaneous live video streams planned for this Thursday evening. Again, all technology permitting, thanks to our great sponsors, planning to have simultaneous live video streams on the YouTube channel, WOGO Sports on YouTube. So make sure that you subscribe to that one so you don't miss a Chi High or McDonald broadcast. But it will be Wausau East against Chippewa Falls. east or west. Honestly, no. It's at WOGO.com. But, again, the Lumberjacks and Lumberjills, they're in Wausau. And so they're coming as a 13 seed to face Coach Luke Heike-Starks and the 4th seed at Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals. So a planned start right around 6:35 p.m. for that one, and also 6:35 p.m. at McDonald. The number one seeded McDonald Lady Max will be hosting the winner of Thorpe or Loyal in that 8-9 matchup that will take place on Tuesday. So Thursday night planning, again, for simultaneous live video streams of McDonald volleyball. And, of course, the Lady Max have been ranked as the number one team in the state. But just like Max football here, you got to prove it when it's one-and-done scenarios. And again, they won the conference championship outright, won the Clover Belt crossover, and Siegenthaler was named a co-conference player of the year with Haley Matheson from Kanawha. Coach Cat has a lot of things to be proud of, but I know she's still looking even for another level from her team when they get into the postseason. And that's going to be a lot of fun and a very busy end of the week next week.
Yeah, and, you know, we've Ben Siegenthaler, Aaron and Ann's older brother, he's a super good friend of Grant's. And
yeah.
So we've gotten to know the Siegenthaler family. I've coached basketball with Scott, and just so awesome to see those two girls. They're just such great girls, Aaron and Ann, and it's just so neat to see them having such a good season.
Yeah, Aaron just got her 2,000th assist.
Wow.
What was it, a week and a half ago or so? And again, just two of the incredibly talented players for that McDonald Lady Max volleyball team. So again, Thursday night, regional finals will be on Saturday night if McDonald and Chi-High volleyball are able to advance. And then Friday night, Chi-High football on the road at Wanakee, 6:35 start, and 6:35 start back here at DeRay for McDonald and the winner of Clayton and Solon Springs. So a lot of playoff action, and we appreciate all of the great sponsors making this possible. It was a lot of fun to do a couple of McDonald games here on the football side. A lot of times it's Halvo rather than me, and so I've certainly enjoyed the opportunity to jump in and keep the seat warm for him, and appreciate you and Grant being part of the broadcast here, Seth.
Yeah, we enjoy it. It's good change of pace having you in here, Caleb.
Well, thank you again for the time. Thank you to everybody who watched and listened. Colin Nichols, our audio producer, thanks going out to him back at the WOGO studios in Halley, and of course, the incredible man keeping our video stream running and running the camera, Sam Averly, our video producer. For Seth and Grant Smisky, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from sun-soaked DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score in this WIA 8-player Level 1 football playoff game, the McDonald Max 62, the New Auburn Trojans 13. This has been McDonald Playoff Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good afternoon from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Services, Nicolay Bank, Ashley Construction, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Kelm Law Firm, Wisconsin Surplus Online Auctions, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Maurer Speary Insurance, Quality Propane, Metropolis Resort and Action City, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, and Check Law Firm. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.